Welcome to Wisdom for Women. Today is a continuation of our Resolving Marital Issues series. And wow, we were so blessed last week. We give God all the glory for touching our lives in a unique way. One more time, I want to advise our viewers, it's going to be explosive. You want to grab a drink, a tea, or coffee, and then take a minute. I know you want to watch the program, but please take a minute and call up a friend. Tell her she needs to watch the Wisdom for Women. Like I said last week, every marriage, no matter how old or young, has had to deal with issues and conflicts. So the saying goes that conflicts are normal, and you're not abnormal because your marriage has conflicts. The issue is, how do you resolve the conflicts? It goes to the rich, it goes to the poor, it goes to the new convert, goes to the pastor. It's not a respecter of person, but we need wisdom. Someone say, I need wisdom.
I need wisdom.
And the wisdom we're talking about is the wisdom that is from above. Wisdom that is not sensual. Wisdom that is pure. And wisdom that is godly. I believe as you watch in the next couple of weeks, and as we take the mask off and deal with the root issues in homes today, we're going to bring Christian marriages to a place of honor, and we're going to put down the enemy that has stolen your peace. I want you to look into the eyes of your neighbor, give her a big smile, and just say, neighbor or neighbor,
there's
a new joy,
there's a new peace
that is coming into your home.
That is coming into your home.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, I'm here with Steve, and Steve is engaged to be married. Steve, I'd like to ask you a question. With so many divorces out there these days,
together, but still people just break up, so I don't think it's worth it.
You think it's a waste of time?
No.
All right then. Thank you very much, Hilary, on behalf of Wisdom for Women. Thank you for taking the time
That's
to answer
right.
our question.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Ibiwoye, you just celebrated 38 years of marriage with one man. I think we really need to give God praise for that. We're proud of you. I'm proud of your family. And I'm going to ask you, we're still talking about conflict in the area of sex. You've been in marriage with one man for 38 years. What would you tell some young lady that is watching Wisdom for Women on how to resolve conflicts in this area? Just a few things, but something that would stay in her heart, that this is coming from someone who has been in marriage for 38 years, please say something to someone. I want to tell you, my beloved friends, that sex is God-given gift for you to enjoy. I want to tell you that you should enjoy sex with your husband. You should never deny your husband the right to your body. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 4 to 5, that you both have rights to each other's body. Never punish your husband with sex, because it pushes him into temptation and you will live to regret it. Sometimes, if your husband works very hard, especially men that do physical activities at work, they come back very tired. And sometimes as women, if you are at home or you get home earlier, you might have relaxed a bit and you love your sleep. You want to sleep or you want to get over it quickly and go to bed, and he may not be ready at that time. If he comes to you when you are deep in sleep, I advise that you turn around, smile at him, pray that the Lord takes control, and get on with the enjoyment. I always pray, because when it's difficult for me, I wouldn't tell you that it is not difficult, especially when you are tired. I always pray that the Lord will take absolute control, and God always answered me. I believe he will answer you too.
Amen.
My other advice to you is this, that even when your hormonal changes are coming on, discuss it with your husband. Don't keep things to yourself. Don't just stay there getting moody. Talk about what is happening to you so that he gets to understand. And in the area of sexual fulfillment, I want to advise you that it's not only the man that should make the first approach. You have the right to the man's body as well. You could make the first approach. Whoever makes the first approach sometimes often come to orgasm before the other. You need also to pray over this so that God will give you a body that relaxes. Don't stay there like a log of wood. Relax, relax, and let the Holy Spirit make your sexual life enjoyable.
We've got Pastor Lynn Oladapo with us, and she's going to be talking about the aspect of sex and conflict in sex. As a matter of fact, we have another edition of the Wisdom for Women, where she'll be talking about an issue that you need to hear about. So keep checking the Wisdom for Women, and you'll listen and get to know how to deal with a strange woman. Pastor Lynn, we've talked about some other areas of conflict. Sometimes some people are just not even enjoying sex, and it's like, what's in this for me? What would you tell our viewers and even some of our audience?
Praise the Lord. Firstly, I would like every woman that is married to realize that you are in this for life. And God wants you to be happy.
That's right.
God is more interested in your marriage to be successful than you are. And he wants you to enjoy your marriage. Hallelujah. If you have been praying, if you have been seeking the face of the Lord, now the Bible says in 1 Colossians 4 verse 2, that you should both pray and preach. Now there are some things you have, you have been too spiritual about, that you have been working on the spirit, and your husband is physical too, you know what I mean? There are some things you need to know about your husband's makeup. Men love sex. If you want to keep your marriage, give it to him. If he's coming back at 11 o'clock very late and then you're tired and all that, make sure you rest properly before he comes back. Take a nap, sleep very well, relax, you know, so that when he comes, and if you're not willing to give it to him, the other FOC is outside waiting to give to him, free of charge, TDB, till day break services. Now also, you can also ask the Holy Spirit to empower you, to energize you. Why? Because this is your husband. You need to help to nurture your marriage. You need to bring up your marriage to the standard of God. Hallelujah. And we as women, we are the Bible says, we are the help to meet the kind of needs of our husband. Now, some of them go to their homes, they see their bed all messed up, all you know, brownish, and they don't feel like sleeping. But when he comes in, he sees the bed, like the woman in Proverbs 7, went to Egypt, get 5 linen. He sees him sexy in that gown. Hallelujah. So we as women, we need to, there's so much to do as women. God looks at this man and said, this man is a lonely man. That's why God created somebody to keep him company. Somebody to be talking with him. So sex is not all about making. No, there are other things with sex than just having sex with a man. Hallelujah. I don't want to talk to my God. I'll be talking later. Hallelujah.
Let me ask you. Yeah, go on. Let me ask you. You said something. You said there's a woman out there who is ready to do it free of charge. Ready to do it till daybreak. Some people might be saying that these are unbelieving men. But even today, even in the churches, things we never heard about 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we're hearing them now. So I'm not overflogging this. I really want you to, one more time, speak to our ladies. Let them know the benefits of being there for this man and the kind of covenant that they've come into when they came into the covenant of marriage. Hallelujah. When you got married to your husband, you became his covenant partner for life. Hallelujah. Till death, is it that he drops dead or he drops dead? Now that you both are alive, you need to work together as one. Now there is an intruder, there's somebody outside. I'm telling you, even born again, pastors, you see them falling, I'm telling you. I mean, people have become so spiritual in the house of God that we are losing our mentoring worldly women. The Bible says we should be as wise as a serpent. Not that we are serpent, but we should be wise. Hallelujah. As serpent. And as gentle as a dove. Hallelujah. The covenant we have with this man is so that we raise up godly children.